Welcome to day 58, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. And today we're going to be introduced to a new concept, one that seems disconnected from that which we've been learning previously about gifts to the poor from vineyards. But we're going to see momentarily why it really is connected and why the Mishnah is introducing it. So the concept is called Revai, either Keren Revai or Netzer Revai. Here's the background. For the first 3 years of a new fruit tree or a new vine, we do not eat the fruit. Anything that it produces is off limits. That's called orla. It says it explicitly in the Torah. In the fourth year, we are allowed to eat its fruit, but in a particular way. We have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And that is patterned after the halacha of Maaser Sheni. It's a type of tithe. We've discussed it previously. There's going to be an entire mesechta devoted to it later on. But Maaser Sheni is a tithe that the fruit needs to be brought and eaten in Yerushalayim. So again, Revai, the halachas of the fourth year produce, is patterned after the halacha of Maaser Sheni that it needs to be brought to Yerushalayim. But the truth is, there are other halachas that relate to Maaser Sheni as well. The other halacha is, for example, if you redeem the fruit. For example, you have $100 worth of fruit and it would be a huge schlep to bring all that fruit to Yerushalayim. So instead, you redeem it. You transfer it to, let's say, a $100 bill, and you bring that $100 bill to Yerushalayim, you buy food in Yerushalayim, and you eat it there. It's much easier, that's perfectly fine. But if you do that, says the halacha by Maaser Sheni, you have to add a chomesh, which technically means a fifth, but it means a fifth after the total. It really means a fourth. So if you have $100 worth of fruit, you take $125 to Yerushalayim. So that's the second halacha when it comes to Maaser Sheni. The third halacha is that if Maaser Sheni stays in your house for too long, you eventually have to get rid of it. That is called biur. You have to destroy it. That's in the fourth year and the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle on Erev Pesach. If any Maaser Sheni is still left in your house on Erev Pesach in the fourth year or the sixth year, any fruit that either is still there or hasn't been redeemed for Maaser Sheni, you have to destroy it. So that's the third halacha of Maaser Sheni. Number one, fruit has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Number two, if you redeem it, you have to add a fourth. And number three, you eventually have to destroy it if it's not eaten in time. So the halacha, the question that our Mishnah is going to ask is, we know that the fourth year produce is patterned after Maaser Sheni in terms of bringing it to Yerushalayim. But what about the other halachas? Is it patterned after Maaser Sheni for the other halachas of Chomesh and Biur as well? So says the Mishnah, Keren Revai, this fruit of the fourth year, here it's talking about of the vineyard, but it applies to trees as well. Beishamai Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh, Ein Lo Biur, the answer is no. All of the other halachas of Maaser Sheni do not apply to this fourth year produce. Only the halacha of bringing it to Yerushalayim applies. Beis Hillel Omrim Yeshlo. Beis Hillel says, no, there is a chomesh, there is biur, meaning to say that all of the halachas of Maaser Sheni apply to this produce of the fourth year as well, apply to Keren Revai. So you have to add a fourth if you redeem it, and you have to destroy it in the fourth and sixth year. Beishamai Omrim, Yeshlo Peret, Yeshlo Olelos. If you harvest this fruit in the fourth year to bring it to Yerushalayim, the halachas of Peret and Olelos apply. Peret meaning if you're harvesting and some grapes fall to the floor, the Aniyim get it, the poor get it, and Olelos, underdeveloped clusters, the Aniyim get as well. But the Aniyim Podim Ma'atzman, the Aniyim have to be Poded, or they have to bring it to Yerushalayim itself, because remember, all of this produce of the fourth year has this status of Keren Revai and needs to be brought to Yerushalayim. So you still leave the Peret and you still leave the Olelos, but the Aniyim have to either bring it to Yerushalayim or be Poded themselves. Beis Hillel Omrim Kul Lagas. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says, no, it all goes to the wine press, meaning to say it all belongs to the owner. The gifts to the poor do not apply. Why? So Beis Hillel is actually quite consistent. Beis Hillel said before that all of the halachas of Maaser Sheni apply to Keren Revai as well, to this fourth year produce. Well, if that's true, the halacha of Maaser Sheni is that it's not actually considered the property of the owner. It's considered mamon gavoa. It's as if it belongs to Hashem, so to say. When we bring it to Yerushalayim, that's where we eat it with Hashem, so to say, in Yerushalayim. Well, if that's true, gifts to the poor only apply to produce that is owned by someone, right? So if Keren Revai is really patterned after Maaser Sheni, well then the owner doesn't really own the fruit of the fourth year, and therefore all the halachos, all of the matnos aniyim of gifts that we give to the poor wouldn't apply because he doesn't really own it. So Beis Hillel's view that Keren Revai is patterned after Maaser Sheni has some chumras, some stricter halachos, meaning to say that you have to add a fourth if you redeem it, and you have to destroy it in the fourth and sixth years, but it also has some kulas. It has some leniencies as well that is not eligible. None of the gifts to the poor have to be given because it is not considered the property of the owner. That is Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin. Kerem Shekulo Olelos. Imagine you have a vineyard that is entirely underdeveloped clusters. The halacha that we learned before is that if you have a vineyard with regular clusters, the underdeveloped ones are not harvested, but instead they're given to the poor. But let's say you have a Kerem that is Kulo Olelos. The entire thing is underdeveloped. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Labala. Well, then it goes all to the owner. Then he doesn't go to the poor. Rabbi Akiva Omer La'aniyim. No, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it still goes to the aniyim. So what are they arguing over? So it's the Mishnah is going to tell us. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Kisiv Tzur lo salel. The pasuk says that when you are harvesting, when you're harvesting normally, then you should not harvest the underdeveloped clusters and they go to the poor. But the assumption is, says the Mishnah, im ein batzir minayin olelos. But if you're not harvesting normally, right, then how could you ever have olelos? Meaning to say that the pasuk is implying, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk is implying that in order for your for the olelos to go to the neim, there have to be regular clusters that you are generally harvesting normally. So that's why it says, when you're harvesting, then you leave the olelos. But if there's nothing to harvest normally, because there are no regular clusters, then it would not go to the neim. Then the mitzvah of olelos does not apply. Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds to him, wait, there's another pasuk. V'charnecha lo sa'olel. The other pasuk says, very simply, when you have a vineyard, do not harvest any of the underdeveloped clusters. It all goes to the Aniyim. There's no qualification, that's only if you have other clusters as well. No, it says explicitly, just don't harvest the olelos and give them to the poor. That seems pretty explicit. It says, Rabbi Akiva, afilo kul olelos, even if your entire field is olelos, it goes to the poor. Well, im kain, lama nemar, kisav tzor lo solel. Well, how would Rabbi Akiva then understand Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk? Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk seemed to say very clearly that you need to be harvesting normally. You need to have regular clusters in order to be eligible for olelos. How would he read that pasuk? So says Rabbi Akiva, ein la'aniyim ba'olelos kodem abatzir. He says, you know what that pasuk's teaching us? The pasuk's teaching us is that you know when the olelos become the property of the aniyim? Only kisiv tzor. Only once the farmer starts harvesting, at that moment, underdeveloped clusters become the property of the poor. So it's simply just a timing thing. That's what the pasuk is telling us. The moment that that's being harvested, that's when the olelos belong to the aniyim. But it's not telling us that the olelos go to the aniyim only when there are other sorts of clusters. It has nothing to do with that. Even when there are only olelos, it still goes to the aniyim. That is Mishnah Zayin. We will continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.